Chapter 44. In Beelzebub's opinion, man's understanding of justice is in the objective sense an accursed mirage. Smiling and continuing to look affectionately at his grandson, Hassin, Beelzebub said, "Now it seems to me, my dear future substitute, after all I have related to you and all you have taken in concerning the three-brained beings breeding on the planet Earth, that the moment has come to speak about the question to which I promise to devote myself at the end of all these tales of mine. I wish to speak about that maleficent idea so widespread among your favorites, to which I referred, as you will remember, when I spoke about the chief stumbling block in their psyche, that is, their diverse and peculiar havat viernonis, or religions, as they call them, namely, that idea which has become the basis of all their religion, the idea of good and evil. I also told you that on account of the maleficent idea prevailing among the terrestrial three-brained beings, great events, or as I would express it in the words of your favorite, turmoils, recently occurred on the holy planet Purgatory, and their involuntary cause happened to be certain members of your Hernas Jinja, or as one would say on the Earth, your genealogical tree. To help you to picture better and assimilate more easily what I intend to explain to you, I must first of all go back to certain long past events, which, at first glance, have nothing in common with this idea. And so, I have already told you that on my fifth flight to the surface of your planet, I stayed only a short time and soon returned home to the planet Mars. This was because my friends notified me from the center that there would shortly appear on the planet Mars one of the cherubim close to our all-embracing endlessness with some command that concerned me. And soon after my return to the planet Mars, the cherub did indeed make his appearance there. The command given him from above concerning me was that, owing to my conscious labors to bring about results for the common cosmic welfare, labors that had led to the abolition of the practice of sacrificial offerings among the three-brained beings who have taken your fancy, and also owing to the personal petition of his conformity, the angel Louisos, before our common Father Endlessness, the punishment for my personal transgressions was reduced in the sense that thenceforward it would no longer include my posterity. So, from then on, my children, that is, your father and your uncle Tulan, could return to the center whenever they wished, and there, in the bosom of our common father, fulfill their obligations corresponding to his innumerable actualizations. After this event, so important for our family, my sons soon left the planet Mars and returned to the center, where, on their arrival, already having great knowledge in certain fields of objective science and skill in the practical applications of its laws, they were chosen for appropriate responsibilities and duties. Your father, was immediately assigned to the post of Zerlikner on one of the parts of the surface of our dear Caritas, and gradually became worthy of assuming the responsibility of chief Zerlikner of all the three-brained beings on our planet, a post that he still holds. And your uncle, Tuilan, as I've already told you, was then enrolled as one of the assistants to the director of the Aetherogram Station on the holy planet Purgatory, which, then as now, has an Aetherogram connection with almost all the planets of our great universe. Later, he merited the post of chief director, which he still fills at the present time. I must also explain to you, my boy, why, on their arrival at the center, my results, or to use the expression of your favorites, my sons, were at once deemed worthy to occupy these responsible posts. You will understand the reason for this if I tell you that among those who shared my exile from its very beginnings was the chief Zerlikner of our planet Caritas, the still young but already very learned Pulud Justius, who, after our all-gracious pardon, was considered worthy to be, and still is today, an assistant to the great observer of the movements of all the concentrations of the megalocosmos. His self-keepness, the arch-seraph Geshelt Tana. And so, when I began to organize my observatory on the planet Mars, the learned Pulud Justius proposed that I should take him as inspector and manager of the new establishment. Of course, I immediately agreed with his proposal, as he was a very great expert on the location of all large and small cosmic concentrations, as well as an authority on the laws governing their reciprocal maintenance. And from then on, this great learned Pulud Justius resided in my house on the planet Mars. Later, when the results of my active principle arose and were formed to corresponding age, I asked this learned Pulud Justius also to undertake the duty of Askinotzner, or, as your favorites would say, educator of my children. He consented with great readiness, because, existing there under unusual conditions, he had no possibility of using his many-sided learning to his satisfaction, and this proposal of mine opened what is called a wide field of activity for him. From then on, apart from the execution of his duties, which at the beginning were not too heavy, he devoted himself entirely to the creation of appropriate inner and outer conditions that would permit my sons to take in impressions furthering the crystallization in themselves of the being data required for a responsible existence worthy of three-brained beings. Your father and your uncle, Tuilan, soon became so attached to him that they never left his side even when he was fulfilling his principal duties at the observatory. And even during those moments, the good Pulud Justius constantly enlightened the reason and gave them practical explanations about observing various concentrations, the methods of studying their reciprocal influence, and the significance of these influences themselves. he explained to them how and for what purpose a definite cosmic concentration occupies a certain place, and informed them about the particularities of the influence that those concentrations have on one another during the common cosmic trogo-auto-egocratic process. In this way, under the guidance of this remarkable learned being, there were crystallized in the common presence of my results not only the data required for every responsible three-brain being, but also many data for the recognition and direct perception of true information about cosmic concentrations and their functioning. By the way, it was just at this period that in each of my sons a subjective interest was gradually formed in what would become their favorite fields of observation and study. Your father, for example, liked to observe and study the reciprocal influence and maintenance of cosmic concentrations situated in the spheres nearest to the prime source, the most holy Sun Absolute, while your uncle Tuilan manifested a special interest in observations of the planet Earth and the process of existence of the three-brained beings breeding there. It was partly due to me that this interest was aroused in him, because during my investigations of the psyche of your favorites, when I happened to be occupied with something else, I often entrusted him with keeping notes of all the changes which took place among them. When my sons were preparing to leave the planet Mars forever, your uncle Tuilan, as I was giving him my blessing, begged me to keep him periodically informed about my observations and study of the strange psyche of the biped beings of the planet Earth, which of course I promised to do, and then they flew away toward the center closest to our common father. On their arrival, it was soon evident that they knew a great deal about the position of cosmic concentrations, their properties and particularities, and were skilled in calculating the totality of their reciprocal influences within the whole, and so they were immediately assigned to the responsible duties which I mentioned. From the time I learned of the permanent place of their existence and the posts of which they had been found worthy, I sent to Tuilan every quarter of our year, as I had promised, an exact copy of all my notes on the observations I was making. Many years had passed since I began sending these etherograms to Tuilan, and I never knew what became of them until the day I was informed about those turbulent events on the planet Purgatory.